Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for
Hello?
Just a second. My system is frozen up. Just a second.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling XBO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, sir. I'm following up on a call from earlier, there's a street address issue, and I wanted to double-check something. If I give you the PO number that they gave me earlier, does that help you look it up quickly, or do you need the customer's phone number or name or something else?
What's the PO number?
It is 071 Echo Bravo Echo Charlie 0.
Okay, you said 071 E?
Right, B is in Bravo, E is in Echo, C is in Charlie, 0. Last name is Mullis.
Could you give me that once again?
071, E as in Edward, B as in boy, E as in Edward, C as in cat, 0.
Just a second.
Does that look like a normal, I've never called you guys before and been given one of those. It's really weird to me, the number of letter sequence. Is that normal? Is it usually that number of digits and three numbers and then a bunch of letters and another number, or is that abnormal?
That's normal.
What's
your name?
Greg. I'm at store 6978, Home Depot 6978.
Okay, and could you verify the customer's first and last name and address?
Sure. So, Olivia Mullis, that's the whole reason for the call. Her mother had purchased something from us, and her mother's name was in the billing address, and the delivery got messed up with our normal delivery agent. So when we decided to send her two from our store that you guys will be picking up tomorrow, our expediter got confused and keyed in the mother's name and street address, which would have been Rebecca Mullis on Rivergate. But I had one of my guys switch it after your guy said, you know, they couldn't change it on your end. I called, this is the first time I'd ever, you know, had to call you guys, and I thought you could go in and change it. And she said, well, you guys are going to have to change it. And the person who made the mistake was long gone after 4:30, but somebody in customer service changed it for me. So now it should say Olivia Mullis at 3600 Esquire Lane Northwest in Kennesaw, Georgia. Is that what it says?
No, it says Olivia Mullis at 226 Rivergate Drive in what is Seesaw, Georgia?
No.
303-24.
And I know the change. Yeah, I can't imagine him changing the name and not changing the street address. So this is why I'm calling to follow up. We've got a big mess. So the name got changed to Olivia. You see that, O-L-I-V-I-A, right?
Yes, sir. The information I just went over is that what's on the work order now. It's the same information. It's nothing's, I mean.
That has got to be changed. So even though we changed it in our computer per your cohort's recommendation a couple of hours ago, apparently that didn't change in your whole system, but it doesn't make any sense that the name got changed, but the address did not get changed, because I know he changed all of it, including the phone number. What phone number do you show, 678-360-0543 or not?
That's the number that's on the work order.
So he changed the name and the phone number. And that was at my request after going in and seeing that all he had changed was the address. The address should show 3600 Esquire Lane Northwest in Kennesaw, not the one in Suwannee.
Yes, sir. Really, when the address is incorrect, they usually have to cancel out the work order and then work up another work order.
Yeah, we can't do that. It's too late.
Okay.
Which is unbelievable. You know, and she didn't say that earlier. When I called a few hours ago, she told me that, you know, we would have to go in and change the street address. So I don't know if we've got a senior. What does it show tomorrow, Saturday the 1st? Well, I know it does. And a time window of noon to 4?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She put me on hold and spoke to a supervisor who told her to tell me we had to change it in our system, which we did. I mean, I've used you for many things in the past, but I've never been involved. I'm the one who basically caught it or was called when it was caught. What happened is your old system called Olivia and left her a message that she was getting a delivery to her mom's address, the Rivergate address. So she immediately called her mother and said, I got the call saying they're coming, but the address is wrong. So then her mother called me, and then I called you guys, and that's when I was told by, I can't remember her name, whoever I spoke to, there may be notes in there, that we had to change it in the system, and then it would be okay. So the craziest part about this is, well, I guess you always did have the right phone number, or else you wouldn't have called her and left her a message. So if you talk to our customer service people that are more familiar with you guys, do you think there's any chance that would help, or you're saying there has to be, do
I mean,
you know
I
how
can't,
long if we did
I
a,
can't, I can't. Of course, as you know, I can't go in the system and change the address because you all generate the work order. So, I mean, I can't go in. It won't even let me change. If I could go in and change the address.
What we also can't have happen is them go to the wrong address. That would be worse than you guys changing the address now. So I understand the technology side of it, but just in the old-fashioned, you know, putting in notes or, I'm at a loss for how to resolve the situation other than canceling it, and the customer is going to freak if we have to do that. So because we've already had enough going on with this. That's why you guys are coming to get it tomorrow, is because of everything that happened in the past. And our expediter made a mistake and typed in the billing address instead of the delivery address, and that's why we've got this issue now.
Yeah.
But at least we avoided the worst. Well, I don't know if we did. If your guys show up and ignore the hand, I've got a handwritten note on it. You know, I've done everything I could here. Highlighted the address that was on our screen. Wrote notes.
I can put the address in the comment section for the carrier. I mean, for the delivery person. But they go off of the work order. They're gonna go off of what's on the work order.
Yep. Well, they're gonna
go off
the work order until they.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Until they call and double check it. So if you can put notes or they call us. And the bad news is I don't get here until about 1 tomorrow, and they're probably going to show up for this earlier than that. But that's why I took the time to write the notes on it and everything. Hey, but yeah, anything we can do to put notes, and then that'll match up, meaning these guys, when they show up, if they see your notes, or maybe they don't see the notes at first, and then they see my handwritten notes telling them, this is the correct address, the one with the S.
They follow what's on the work order itself. They may look at the comments section, but I can't guarantee they'll do that and go to that address that's in the comments section.
I understand their protocol is to follow the address in the work order. That means when nothing's unusual. If the customer, us, Home Depot, has written all over the boxes and the paperwork that the correct address is Esquire, and then you guys also have notes saying it's Esquire.
Okay, I can put it in the comment section, sir. What's that address once again?
Hang on just a second. Esquire Lane. That's, you know, the word Esquire, Esquire.
You said Esquire?
Right.
And that's Lane.
Yeah, Esquire Lane, Northwest.
Northwest.
Capital N, capital W. Yeah.
Okay, and what city is that in?
Kennesaw. K is in King. ENNESAW. And those letters in the middle are N as in November, K-E-N-N-E-S-A-W, Kennesaw.
Okay, K-E-N-N-E-S-A-W. What's the A-W. Zip code?
Yeah, 30144.
See, the zip code is even, not the zip code on the work order is 30024. As I said,
yes,
they may or may not look at the comment section on in the notes. But I will put it in there.
They got to, I understand, but in this day and age, technology and everything, when we put notes all over everything and I'm going to have notes on the boxes, surely they won't ignore all those notes. They would have to logically think, look, people did this for a reason and not override it or at least call in or ask somebody here or whatever. So it's not that complicated of an issue switching the address.
Yes, sir, but sort of they follow, they go in a geographical basis. And if the zip code is not within their geographical basis, they're not going to go there. But once again, I will put the notes into the system.
That's my other concern because, and you just hit that, when I called the customer, I said, look, this may blow up because the address that you guys keyed, that was keyed in as, that you have it, is the same exact zip code as our store. So it would be a short trip. Kennesaw is a long way from our store. And that's part of the problem that I was trying to cut off at the pass by calling today so they could reroute it to people that would be more in that area. Because that's my biggest fear is these guys are going to see this. And even if they note the address, they're going to say, now we can't go to that. It would take us too long. So that's why I wanted to speak to the supervisor or somebody because we, again, catching it early. I can understand if this was tomorrow and they were calling you or we were calling saying, whoops, we, you know, there would be no time to recover. But we basically had 24 hours in front of this to try to get it resolved, and that's the problem is apparently that's not enough time to try to resolve it. Because, you know, they don't even need to come here if they can't pick it up and make the delivery. But, again, that's just going to be absolutely awful with this customer considering what's the whole reason you guys are delivering it tomorrow is because of the catastrophe the first time around. So is there any – I know – when I called earlier, she said you guys are 24/7. Is there any supervisor on call at this time, or are they all gone home? Or
we're not 24/7, but there's no supervisor at this time of the evening.
She told me a lot of stuff that was incorrect. Then, if you're not 24/7, what's the latest we can call you guys?
We're here, and I think our office is here is open until 10 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, and you guys, oh, 10 so. Yeah, that's another thing. I thought when I called XBO, it was here in Metro Atlanta, but you guys are in the Central Time Zone.
Yes, sir. This is the call center here in Alabama.
Okay. What city in Alabama?
What?
I said, what city in Alabama are you in?
Montgomery. Or, what?
Well, it's good to learn where, you know, we deal with a lot of logistical stuff. It's not don't think that's a national security issue. I was just curious. Well, I knew you're in the Central Time Zone in Alabama. Mm-hmm. I was curious which city, because they got, you know, offices here in Atlanta as well. I know XBO is basically a worldwide company.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. You've done all.
Okay.
Yeah, you've done all you can do, and I'll pick it up tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. Well, once again, we do thank you for calling in to XBO, and you have a nice rest of the evening, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.